This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Kids do stupid things, okay? And teenagers do stupid things. I was stupid as a teenager. I think we all do stupid things. But this is probably one of the stupidest. It's called the Tide Pod Challenge. It's the latest social media trend. And I guess it involves eating those Tide laundry pods, either raw or even cooked, or in different elaborate ways. According to AJC, back in 2015, somebody, I guess, suggested this challenge. I believe it had its origins on Tumblr, where users began to post, quote, hypothetical Tide Pod recipes. My guess is it's not just teenagers. My guess are some adults, some idiots out there, you know, in their 20s and 30s, maybe even 50s, going, oh, this will be funny. AZ or Arizona Family reported, one recipe included mixing the little Tide Pods with gelatin, leaving the mixture in a cooking pan overnight to harden. Other online images show the Tide Pods being used as a pizza topping or in other, quote, gelatin-based dishes. Now, if you aren't familiar with the Tide Pods or these detergent pods, visually, they are so desirable. I mean, they are so, what's the word for when you look at something and you just have to have it or touch it, or it's like seeing a piece of chocolate cake. You see something like a Tide Pod or a detergent pod, you can't not touch it. They're just so tantalizing. And this is the problem we're having with little kids. Little kids see these things, and they want to put them in their mouth. It's because some of them are kind of like, you know, they're white and they have an eye, or they're in a soft little pillow shape. I don't know what they are, but they are so adorable. So the problem is if a little kid, or anybody for that matter, decides to stick one of those in their mouth because it looks like candy, or it looks like a funny soft cookie, or it just looks like something you want to stick in your mouth, you'll die. They say the Tide Pod Challenge is supposed to be a joke, and people are not supposed to be eating them. But doctors and parents are fearing that what's going to happen is whenever you hear whenever you hear these challenges that they have, these, like the cinnamon challenge where kids were snorting cinnamon and then they had trouble breathing, or, you know, even ice bucket challenge, which I'm proud of. That was a very, very good, campaign, raised a lot of money for ALS, amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, but it's something that a challenge on social media, something that people want to do, videotape themselves doing, and then having to go viral. Laundry products, however, are toxic and should never be ingested according to poison control. They have high concentrations of chemicals in little baby pods. So I guess you stick the pod. Oh, gosh, they're so adorable, though. You stick the little pod in your washing machine, and then I guess the plastic dissolves, or maybe it's some biodegradable. I don't know what the heck it is. But what could happen? You could choke. You could have trouble breathing. You could go into a coma. And death by Tide Pod. And I don't want to just rip on Tide. It could be any of them. Now, Tide Okay, you wonder, well, wait a second, the Tide Pod Challenge, was this some marketing scheme? I sincerely doubt Tide is behind it. But here we go, free marketing, Tide's all over the news, very, very exciting stuff. So Dr. Alfred Alguias Jr., Managing Director of the Florida Poison Information, told USA Today that even small amounts can quickly induce diarrhea and vomiting, and ending up in the emergency room is no joke. So, do we have any numbers of how many people are doing this? I don't think we have any numbers of people actually. I don't know if we've had anybody die or get hurt, etc., but I am watching a video of somebody holding a pod looking like they're going to eat it. Kids need to be kids. And when we say let kids be kids and let kids, act out, let them, show, oh, no, I just saw an idiot stick a Tide Pod in his mouth. Oh, no. Oh, no. Yeah, he stuck it in his mouth and the contents went all over. They're putting them in their mouths. You know what? Never mind. Guys, if you're a teenager listening to me, okay, and I'm watching this video on Newsweek, oh, my gosh. Listen, this isn't how you get the babes, okay? You're not going to get sex by doing something like this, okay? I know everybody wants to be famous. Everybody wants to look cool. It's very, very interesting. When I wanted to be cool in school, I wasn't cool, okay? I know this comes as a shock to many of you. I was not considered cool. I know, I'm baffled by it too. But I did, unfortunately, compensate with humor. So I was class clown. I went to 12 schools. And somehow I would say, I'm going to change my image. I want to look like a cool girl. And it just didn't happen. I had to crack a joke. I had to be, I had to be funny. And so that's how I got attention. And why did I do that? It's because I wanted to have people notice me. I wanted people to say, oh, Dahlia said something funny, or Dahlia's funny. I wanted to be known for something. And so that premise is out there. Kids did that. I mean, that's what kids did in the 30s, 40s, 50s, whenever. They would, do these stunts, jump off of buildings, do these, crazy things, light things on fire to get attention. Kids want attention. They want to be noticed. They want to look like they're a hero, and they want to live out a fantasy of them being in awe by others. Why? Because they're kids, and for years they've been under their parents' scorn, and they want to look like that they have a new, buttress of people supporting them that think they're the bomb. Okay, but you may not want to see this video on Newsweek. It is really disturbing. These kids look like they're killing themselves. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTALLY. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny, or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
People are waking up. They're standing up to those pushing pesticides and GMOs as safe alternatives for a starving world. What a bunch of crap! I tell you, I'd rather eat dirt. So, I drink Life Change Tea. It's an herbal drink, cleansing my body of toxic sludge and nasty chemicals, and of course, ridding the intruders that are hidden in my so-called food. And by the way, Life Change Tea is non-GMO and organic. No fillers, no yuck. Just a great defense against you-know-what. May this supplement force awaken you. Don't fall to the dark side. Oh, Sorry, I went to the movies last night. Anyway, enough said. How do you get that herbal drink and change your life? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You will awaken. You will get stronger, and you might even lose a bit of weight. So awaken to Life Change Tea and the many one-of-a-kind supplements at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. May the supplement force be with you.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Add to the phone. Thank you so much for tuning in. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Scott, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Our hearts and prayers are with those dealing with the California mudslide tragedy on the foothills of what just happened with the fires and the scorching fires, people losing their homes, people missing. From what we understand, the death toll is, I believe, up to 17. Officials are warning that finding more survivors in the thick brown mud may become unlikely. Joining us, coming back, is Tony Briggs, Regional Communications Director for American Red Cross. He had been helping in the aftermath of Hurricane Irma with Florida, and now he is on the front line when it comes to this with the mudslide tragedy. Tony, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate you being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
Man, yeah, I can't imagine. I mean, it's just one, you know, one natural disaster after another. What are you seeing? What's going on?
Well, you know, We have been called into action once again. We've had some volunteers that have been up in the Montecito area since the Promise Fire started. And when the rains came earlier this week, there was just no vegetation to hold that water back. And we sprang into action. Our volunteers were there, bringing people in head to toe covered in mud. We have our trained counselors there with the families, who have lost family members. And, before I say anything else, the Red Cross is just, we're devastated by the loss of life. And we're so thankful that our volunteers are able to put everything down and go help, folks they've never even met. So it's definitely been a tragedy. It's something that, no one ever wants to see. But I know that there are folks there that are so thankful that we have Red Cross volunteers on scene ready to help.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, we are so grateful to the American Red Cross and all employees and volunteers and everybody involved. And, Tony, just as an aside, I mean, you deal with tragedy almost every day. I mean, how are you holding up?
Well, it's one of those things where we have to make sure that we take care of ourselves. And those volunteer counselors are there for us as well. So we know that if we're not taking care of ourselves, we can't take care of someone else. So we do take mental health and spiritual health very seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And, we have folks at our beck and call when we need them. And it's not even a when, it's basically an if. And then it's a when, and then it's an if, and then it's a when. So it's one of those things where it's like, you have to take a deep breath and you have to say, okay, am I okay? And if you're not okay, it's all right to ask for help, and we definitely we stress that with our volunteers.
Mm-hmm. In a little bit, I want to talk more about how other people can volunteer, but talking about what you've seen on the ground there, you're so right. What happened with the fires is when it burned up the trees and killed these trees and plants and the roots that would, hold that mud firm, you have nothing holding a lot of that sleet and mud and soil back. And you have a lot of homes and, streets that were built on the mountains. I mean, I haven't lived in California for years, but, the one thing that I, for my listeners who've never been to one of the most beautiful states that we have in our nation, it's a state where we really live. When you do live in California, you are like within nature. You are built into the mountain. It's not like there's, I don't know how to explain it. Like in Vegas, we got a lot of track homes, they just level out a bunch of desert and then we build the homes. But in California, these homes that are, 50, 60, 70, 80 years old, they are inside the mountains. They are, explain that, and that's kind of why we're in this mess as we're speaking.
Well, and you're absolutely right, and it's something that is part of, living in California. We do understand the risk of natural disasters, and we know we have earthquakes, and we know we have wildfires, and we know we have mudslides. The thing where we come in is that we actually train for all of these things, and we understand that we have to be ready at all times. And just one thing that I really wanted to stress is, the weather around the country has just wreaked havoc on so many things. You think about schools for the Red Cross. We think about blood donations with this month being National Blood Donor Month. And, we're making sure that we have, blood on the shelves. So we're always asking people, especially those with, O negative or B negative type blood to donate because, we've had to cancel blood drives because of things like the, I can't even remember the name of the storm or what they call it, a bomb vortex or something like that.
Right, the cyclone, the bomb.
That sounds like something my mom would call my room when I was
I know. I know.
It really did cause us problems because, we had to cancel blood drives. And when that happens, we want to make sure that we have the blood on the shelves for emergencies. So we're always asking people, especially when you see when you see weather in one part of the country and you're in an unaffected part, we're asking you to go to redcrossblood.org and sign up and get that blood drive taken care of so you can help someone else.
Amen. We're talking to Tony Briggs, American Red Cross Regional Communications Director. You know, so true. Mother Nature had been vicious in 2017, and that was on the tails of already a severe blood shortage. And so after Hurricane Irma, Hurricane Harvey, Hurricane Maria, and then we have this bomb cyclone, super snowstorm. It's one thing after another. And then with California, the wildfires, so there were multiple parts of the country not able to do their regular blood drives and get their regular blood collections. And so if you were fortunate enough to live in Las Vegas, Nevada, or Santa Fe, or Boulder, Colorado, you were involved as well because we needed your blood, because then that blood could be shipped to areas that are going to be low. And I'm glad you brought that up.
Oh, yes, because when you're thinking about collecting 13,000 collections a day, any bump in that system means that, you know, we've got to make sure that we can make up for it. So we are so thankful to folks like you that are helping us get that message out. And we continually strive to make sure that we have a safe and stable blood supply across the U.S.
Absolutely. So, I'm sure there's a lot of people that want to help. And, one question that I think some people, may have is, okay, you're dealing with the mudslides right now in California. We don't know what's next. How long does it take to train to be a volunteer for Red Cross?
Well, from the time that you go to redcross.org/volunteer until the time you're actually in a chapter, actually getting some training, can be as little as a week. Now, normally when we have large events like this, Americans want to help. And when we have large events like this, the system may get a little bit backed up. But I would say to any of your listeners that wants a volunteer to go to redcross.org/volunteer, get started in the process. And it might not be today, it might not be tomorrow, but within a few days, you will become a Red Crosser, and then you will understand what it's all about when you see someone that can't do anything but say thank you and give you a hug. It's priceless. It really is.
Absolutely. And, there's still people missing, and thank God for you guys. So, in terms of blood donation, you talked about how you need O negative. I believe you said B negative, but any blood type, you'll take. And it is National Blood Donor Month, and so we are trying to highlight and stress and encourage for those of you who can donate blood to donate blood. Another thing that we forget about is this is flu season, and we're coming into peak flu season. So in addition to all the natural disasters and, horrible weather patterns that we've been dealing with, we're dealing with one of the nastiest flu seasons that we've seen in years. And so that's limiting a lot of people who also regularly donate to donate. So we really urge people to donate blood if they can.
That's right. And thank you so much for helping us echo that sentiment.
Absolutely. Tony, anything else you want to tell our listeners?
No, let's see. So we do thank everyone who has scheduled, and if you haven't, please go to redcrossblood.org and get scheduled. Bring a friend. Make sure you make that appointment, and you will be helping to save more than a life. That is something that's so important, especially now with all the weather phenomenon that we've had going on.
Yeah, absolutely. By the way, that's a good point. Bring a friend. You know how many of us will bring a friend to the bathroom with us, or we'll bring a friend to Home Depot? That's actually a good concept. I like that you brought that up. If you're going to go donate blood and you're like, oh, my gosh, I don't want to go alone, and then bring a friend. Yeah, that's brilliant. Right. Then the friend, they're going to have to donate blood, too. And I was like, oh, but I drank too much, at Christmas time and New Year's. It's out of your system. It's fine. The half-life is gone. You'll be good. And
that's
Tony,
right. You'll be helping save more than a life. Thank you.
Congrats
so much
on the Philadelphia Eagles, by the way. So proud of them this season.
Fly, Eagles, fly.
All right. Thank you, Tony Briggs with the American Red Cross. And thank you, American Red Cross. We'll have you back. All right, guys.
Okay. Talk to you soon.
Same here. When we come back, Dr. Karin Deuce from Toro University, Nevada, microbiology and immunology basic sciences professor, is going to tell us what's the latest with the flu season and why this flu season is a nasty one. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you. 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline. 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So tragically, like we spoke about in the last segment of the American Red Cross, not only has Mother Nature really come back with the fury this last year, and we've had so many natural disasters. In the midst of all this, we are dealing with one of the nastier flu seasons in years. According to the CDC, four times as many people have been hit, and states involved then at this time last year, and as we're coming into peak flu season, no one better to come on the show and help guide us through what's going on than Dr. Karen Deuce, Associate Professor of Basic Sciences of Microbiology and Immunology at Toro University of Nevada. Dr. Deuce, thank you so much for coming back. We really appreciate it.
Hey, Dr. Dahlia. It's great to be here. Happy New Year.
No, Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Guys, it's so tragic. We hear of a 12-year-old dying and a 21-year-old dying, and they're saying kids and babies are getting particularly hit hard this year. Tell us what your take is on what's been going on.
Yeah, so we're having a nasty H3N2 year. H3N2 is basically the flavor of virus that is infesting us all. I had it actually right before Christmas.
Oh, no.
I'm still hacking a little bit.
Oh, yeah, man.
So,
share that with us. We love some phlegm. We love phlegm. So share it with us, whatever. Don't swallow it.
Oh, man. It was really flowing around Christmas. I tell you.
Dr. Deuce, with swine flu H1N1 and this H3N2, if you could, you know, kind of summarize what the hemagglutinins are, what that means in terms of viral strains and why one's worse than another.
Sure. So flu viruses have two major proteins that hang off their little outer edges, right? And they're what they use to actually glom onto our epithelial cells in our respiratory tract. Or in the case of the neuraminidase, the N, that's the one that kind of helps the virus get out. It's kind of a little molecular scissors that clips the virus off the infected cell as it's exiting and butting out of that infected cell.
Which could release more virus.
Hemagglutinin, mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. So the hemagglutinin is the H, and that's what it uses to glom onto the cell. And it mutates a lot, and there's a whole bunch of different H's. So we talk about H1 and N1. There's lots of different N's as well. So mm-hmm. we have H1N1. We have the current scourge, H3N2. And they basically have just different genetics, and they tend to vary in how virulent they are and how they manage to escape the current vaccine. And the H3N2, the H3, mutates really, really fast, faster even than the H1, which mm-hmm. is fairly fast.
So by design, it's already a highly mutable virus.
Right, right. And so this thing is really good at mutating the second it sees that you have been vaccinated.
Mm.
And so you get infested, and it's like, oh, it gets into one cell, and it's like, oh, but there's a lot of immune around here. I'd better just mutate. And so it does, and then it infests you just fine, and you come down with the flu, even though you had to go get poked and mm-hmm, got your mm-hmm. flu vaccine. So the good news is that people that do get vaccinated don't get as sick. Okay.
Right.
So you will still get sick. You will still probably run a little fever for a while. You will still cough a lot. I mean, that's what happened to me. I got vaccinated. I still got sick. My husband got vaccinated. He still got sick. Mm-hmm. But we didn't get as sick as people
you could've.
Who don't get vaccinated. And then mm-hmm. those are the people that tend to end up in the hospital.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because they have pneumonia. Because then the virus just is free for all, right? There's nothing going to stop it.
Exactly. Exactly.
If you're vaccinated, you do at least set up a little bit of an immune response. And so you do take care of some of the virus, even though you can't take care of enough of it to avoid coming down with symptoms.
We're talking to Dr. Karen Deuce, Associate Professor of Basic Sciences of Microbiology and Immunology at Toro University of Nevada. You know, one story had come out that while they were making the flu vaccine, the virus, because it mutates so quickly, the virus that was being used for the vaccine mutated before the vaccine was completed.
Yep. And that's very true.
Yeah, yeah. Does that happen a lot?
Yeah, it does, especially with this guy. This H3 really changes really quickly. So we know because Australia has, you know, they have summer and winter and various, and so they have a flu season before we do.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so we know from Australia that this vaccine did not work well there.
Right.
Okay? So it was like 10% effective. And we know it's not very effective here. We don't know what numbers are yet because we're still in the midst of flu season and they haven't done all the statistics at the CDC, mm-hmm. but it's not working well. judging from the number of people that have been vaccinated and the number of people who are still getting sick.
Speaking of which, you know, you were talking about the FluView interactive map on the CDC.
It's so fun. I really love it.
Yeah. Tell us about it.
You can, like, track the thing. So it's basically a website called FluView. You can look it up if you just type in CDC FluView. Mm-hmm. And it takes a little bit of poking around and clicking around, but you can find this really cool interactive map where you can actually move the little arrow on the top of the page and see what was going on. They do it by week. So mm-hmm. Basically the flu season starts in like October.
Yep.
And that's around week 40 something. Right. And so you can actually watch the flu move from state to state, and it goes, the states are striped until something happens, and then they start changing color. And right now we are all red. Depending on which map you're looking at. Yeah,
exactly.
It's everywhere.
For the week ending January 6th, you're so right. With the week ending January 6th, most of the country is red, which is the highest level. You see some states like Maine and Minnesota still having activity level, but you almost see that southern push, which is very interesting because some people would think back east and New England area would be hit first, but it's fascinating to see. And so for those of you going, oh, well, I think I want to go to Hawaii, actually, Hawaii doesn't look as bad yet. So you might want to look at this map before you travel. But keep in mind, this is only once the numbers are reported. Many people don't go to the doctor when they're sick.
Exactly. And so what happens is you have what's called sentinel providers in all the states. Basically, they're state laboratories and, you know, clinical labs that do the testing. Four different clinics. Mm-hmm. And so some of these are called sentinels, and they report everything that they get through to the CDC. So, and a lot of times they'll actually just report that it's a flu-like mm-hmm. illness. So they don't actually test it, but they'll report it as, well, the person has all the symptoms of the flu, you know, all their family members have symptoms of the flu. It's most likely the flu. And some of them they will type, and some of them they won't. So they'll go in and they'll say, okay, yeah, this is an H1N1 and this is an H3N2. And sometimes they'll just make sure they know if it's a type A flu or a type B flu. Because there's two actual flavors, mm-hmm. major flavors of flu. Type mm-hmm. A tends to be the one that we mostly get sick with. Type B, adults don't tend to get as sick with type B, but that can be really bad for kids. So usually our flu vaccines have a mixture of both A's and B's.
Mm-hmm. You know, you were talking about sentinels. Was it the Matrix or was it Star Wars that had sentinels that were the bad guys? Remember, we were getting attacked by sentinels. I forget which movie that was.
I think that's the Matrix.
Yeah, I was like, oh, dang, maybe that had to do with hemagglutinins and neuraminidase. Anyway.
They're actually just the labs that send the stuff in to the CDC.
All right. Well, Dr. Deuce, thank you again for joining us. We really appreciate it. I'm glad you're feeling better. And may the force be with you. Thank you, Dr. Deuce, for joining us. Take care.
Yep, thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, guys. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. See, I'm not the only one that comes on talking about her communicable diseases, you know? Dr. Deuce had the flu. I can talk about if I get a disease. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Howdy, folks. I'm Colonel Sanders. When I told folks my signature KFC pot pie was filled with delicious Kentucky Fried Chicken, veggies, and topped in a golden flaky crust and only cost $3.99, they said I was crazy. And maybe I was, because that was 1980, and $3.99 was a lot of money back then. But today, getting a meal that size for just $3.99 is a really great deal. So stop into a KFC and get yourself a pot pie. It's finger-licking good. At participating KFCs for a limited time, prices may vary. Tax extra.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra-large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and Wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia
today's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so a lot of news about Trump today. I guess he's going to be having his physical. We're going to talk about that. Although that's not what everybody in the news wants to talk about. Apparently, he had a vulgar rant, they said, where he had a couple days ago questioned why the U.S. would accept more immigrants from Haiti and, quote, blank countries. It was a two-syllable word. In Africa, I guess, rather than places like Norway or whatever, I'm not really exactly sure what the quote is because it was leaked and, you know, the White House, I guess, have like a new communications director. She was on Fox News, and she seems good at her job, but stumbled a little bit, you know, when she was asked. And, I mean, the probability of Donald Trump, or any president for that matter, dropping S-bombs or other sorts of choice words and speaking very, shall we say, crudely, of other countries, my guess has been a main staple in every White House. I mean, Lyndon B. Johnson was known to, you know, drop some verbal bombs. And so, I mean, you know, they're people. And I'm not surprised, okay, you know, if the White House doesn't deny it or they deny it and they don't deny it as vehemently as they should, I'm sure he, you know, probably does speak very frank. You know, I mean, he's from New York. New Yorkers, like John Sununu had mentioned, that's kind of how they talk, especially from Queens. So I guess it's been definitely getting everybody all up and excited. Donald Trump doesn't usually have the verbiage or the discourse or the dialogue that or the vernacular that most people assume their presidents have. But my guess is JFK, LBJ, Jimmy Carter, Ford, Clinton, Bush, Senior and Junior, my guess is they spoke very similarly to the way we speak. I'm sure they do. And with Donald Trump, everything is being now, you know, leaked. Yeah, and the idea of leaks in the White House bothers me. You know, even if it's in a president or administration that I don't like, it just does bother me. You know, the idea that people in other countries see our dirty laundry. You know, I really think we need to do a much better job not airing everything like we do and ripping on our president and, you know, having statues of him naked or whatever and funny hair and whatever, you know, people like to do to Donald Trump's pictures and memes, etc. I really would like just, even if it's temporary, other countries kind of, I don't want to use the word fear, but respecting us. And you know, some people say, well, then, you know, we shouldn't have, you know, elected Donald Trump. But listen, I don't think there's any politician, you know, who is going to be an angel, you know, or a, you know, a god. Okay, that's not going to happen. But we don't have to air out every single piece of dirty laundry out there. Okay, you know, and true, we don't, you know, what are they trying to, what is the media trying to do? Okay, so they're trying to make Trump look bad. If he did use some expletives regarding countries, okay, like Haiti or these other countries that he was alluding to in this, immigration deal talks, do we really want the other countries knowing that? Well, yeah, because then Donald Trump won't be reelected. They're not the ones voting. I mean, you know, Haiti and Honduras and Belize and Cuba or these other countries that, you know, Donald Trump might have been alluding to if he did say these expletives, they're really not involved in our election. Oh, and you know, and we know the media is biased. We know the media would love to steer elections one way or another, and they are very successful at changing the numbers and changing, you know, people that aren't very educated about what is non-biased news will watch these outlets and go, oh, okay, so he did do that or he did do that. And I can't stand it when I hear people, you know, talk about the false, fake things. I don't want to use the term fake news, but there's a lot of fake stuff, and, you know, and people think
think that's real news. So it's very, very frustrating. And then, you know, part of me wonders if Donald Trump does this on purpose. You know, what if the leaks are by his administration on purpose? Maybe he's trying to get stuff done, and the media is like an immature little puppy, and you need to throw the immature little puppy a little toy, let them, or like a cat. Okay, I got cats. You got cats and dogs. And cats are supposed to be pretty smart, but where you find their stupidity or their obtuseness is when you shine one of those little red laser lights. They will stop everything, whether it's eating, whether it's going potty, whether it's sleeping, whatever. They will chase a light that leads to nowhere. And I could draw them out of any room. You know, a cat will never follow you when you tell them. Well, one of mine does, you know, because I don't have time to eat. You know, it's in the beach. Anyway, so one will. But for the most part, when you want a cat to do something, they don't do it. The only way you get them to do it is when you follow that little laser light. So maybe that's what Donald Trump is doing. Maybe he is using that little laser light on the cats, you know, media, right? And having them go the direction he wants them to go so then he can do what he needs to do. I don't know. To me, I think that would be a great strategy. I think that would be an awesome strategy. You know, sometimes what you do is, you know, hair of the dog. If you're worried about the media giving you fake, if you're worried about the media portraying you wrong or falsely or fake, then you set up a supposed leak that you feed to the, you know, screwed up media. Have them jump on that. Have them make one hell of a story of that. Meanwhile, you do what you need to do, and then you prove it's unsubstantiated, and you just wasted 2 weeks of their time. Now, maybe that's what he's doing. But here's the thing. It's got to be something good. You can't just say, all right, Donald Trump ate a Big Mac. Boy, remember what happened when Bill Clinton was in McDonald's? Oh, my gosh, the media went crazy. Well, that's not exciting anymore. Nobody cares that much if our president eats McDonald's or eats junk food. So what you got to do is you got to feed him something that really seems juicy, that really looks like it could be from the liberals trying to do him in. Let them go to town on that story and then either disprove it or just own it while you're getting other stuff done. I don't know. I mean, it sounds like Donald Trump wants one heck of a legacy, and he doesn't really care about words or tweets messing his legacy up. He wants to be known for saying it like it is and improving the economy and increasing our security and being, to some, the best president ever. That's what he wants. If I had to psychologically diagnose him, which, by the way, we're going to talk about armchair psychiatry in the next segment, how we're not supposed to be doing that in the media. I do it because I'm a doctor and I feel like I can. But, you know, if I really, you know, figure what makes Trump tick, okay, he wants to be famous for something. He wants a legacy. And if he has to take, you know, this, all right, well, you know, he tweeted, you know, stupid things and, you know, he, didn't speak presidential and he sounded like he had a screw loose. That, I think he has no problem taking that as long as the rest of his agenda gets done. It's going to be a very interesting year. 2018, mark my words, is going to be probably one of the bloodiest political years. We have a lot of people not running for re-election. I don't know if it's because the party told them not to. I don't know if they just don't think they're going to have the money or have the fight or, you know, have the, you know, the stamina. So speaking of stamina, Donald Trump gets his physical. Lord have mercy. Do we really want to know what his colon looks like? We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?
And I said, sure, Ryan, and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.